This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Welcome aboard. We're live here with Dr. Deborah Vels, and today happens to be Tuesday, April 23rd, 2025. 24, excuse me. It'll be 2025 before we know it.
Yes.
But it has been horrific out there. The report's coming in, and I know the enemy's on a warpath. But I agree
with you.
If we're never under any attack, I would have to be worried about myself and others. Because maybe we're not doing any damage to the enemy, but if he decides to target us, and I think we're dropping those bombs over Ground Zero, so.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. That's good. Let's put some pain to the enemy. Put the sword to the demons.
Amen. Amen.
Here we are. Would you like to open us up in prayer? And the mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be on tonight and to be here. Father, I thank you for your precious men, servants, and maid servants. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of the Lord. And we ask, God, that you would just have your way tonight. Minister, Father, to your people in a special way, Father God. You know what everyone needs. And Lord, we thank you for strengthening us tonight. We thank you that you are a keeper tonight. You are a way maker. And Father, we win because we're on your side. Now, Lord, I ask that you have your way tonight. Minister as only you can in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind every edict of the enemy. We thank you, Father, for the authority that you give us to walk in, Father. We thank you. Jesus, it's because of you. And we thank you. We praise you. Have your way now, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Shannon, as I said, you know, it is an honor to be here and much warfare. But one of the things the Lord told me this evening, he said, Deb, tell the people that they are winners. We are winners. You are a winner. Those of you listening, you're a winner tonight. And God is helping us to press through all that we must face. One of the things, Brother Shannon, I would like to share this, is that God is really dealing with our ministry in the area of prayer. And I'm seeing the people of God begin to catch a hold to that. And we're pressing in. And I know that because of that as well, the attacks are coming. We have been attacked in our ministry, as you were saying about sickness. Oh my God, storms just all over. And even yesterday, my daughter was on her job, and she got ill, and they had to call and get her over to the hospital, and she's back home now. But the attacks are strong, And but God is with us, and I just want to share that little bit to let you know that God is with you no matter what you may have to go through or endure. And one of the things the Lord told me yesterday, he said, let God, let my peace abide in you. So when I got that call, I wasn't disturbed. I didn't get rattled. I didn't get shaken. You know, I didn't get in my car and let me run down the highway. No, I stood my ground in prayer. I began to ask the Lord about it, and he began to visit with me about what was going on. So when things happen, sometimes God will just speak and say, steady yourself. Steady yourself. I've seen the time that I would have fallen apart. I would have been all in a tizzy, and I would have been on the road. So let me see what I can do. When what we need to know how to do is stand and pray. Not saying that we shouldn't go and be with our loved ones, but there's a time when we must stand. We have to weather the storm and allow God to direct in the midst of it. So I want to talk a little bit about tonight, Willing Warriors Win. I'm coming from my book, Fight War and Win. And I want to let you know, beloved, you are a winner. We have to stand. And the Bible says that when we have done all to stand, and this is an hour, seeing all the things that's going on in the church, brother, I was listening about the young man and all that's going on with this degradation and desecration of the church and doing these immoral things in the church. It is appalling, and I know God is not pleased, and we know we are so on the verge of seeing God's judgment fall, and it already is. And so this is why we as a church, we must press into God. We must make sure that our lives are vertical with him, that we're aligned with God, and that we are being obedient to him. And this is how we win. Because when we are doing what God wants and we're declaring his word, he's going to come and fight. Hallelujah. And he'll make sure that if we have to stand and fight, that we will fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. So we know these things is terrible, what's going on. My heart was so grieved to see it. I almost said that can't be true, you know, but it's true with the things that are going on. All of the exposure. I didn't come to talk about that tonight. But anyway, I guess I'm tagging in here to let us know that we must pray, church. We must really get in a place with God, and we must make sure that our lives are lining up with him. So I want to read Isaiah 1:19. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, that's a condition. We first of all have to be willing. That means we're ready. We're prompt. We're consenting to what God wants. We're consenting to walk his way and walk in his word. And then we must be obedient. Now, obedience is better than sacrifice. When we're obedient, even in the face of opposition, in the face of persecution, in the face of trial, in the face of tragedy, in the face of illness, no matter what may come our way, we have to be obedient. And one of the things, you don't leave your post just because things happen. That's the time you stand, and that's the time you say, wait a minute, I'm fighting. I can't leave the battlefield. God, you're going to have to help back in the rear guard, and God will do it. So we must be willing, and then we must be obedient. We must be submissive to authority. We must say, God, I'm doing this your way, not my way. We must yield to the commands that the Lord gives us. We must yield to his orders, his injunctions. And we have to be have that mind to obey and be quick about it. Now, warriors are brave. Warriors are experienced soldiers, and we gain experience through what we go through. So you understand, if you're going through things and you don't know why all this, maybe the Lord is making you into that warrior that he wants you to be. Now, don't jump ship. Don't quit. Don't leave the field. You stay right where you are. Dig in your heels and get closer to Jesus. Now, we win. We are all winners in Christ. We have to get to the goal, and God makes sure we do. Okay? Win means to gain by success, whether it's in a competition or a contest, to win the prize in a game or to win in a battle. Okay. battles are won by superior strength or skill. And I'll say and or skill, okay, because sometimes you need them both, of course. All right, now what does it really mean to be a willing warrior? Well, to be a willing warrior, number one, you must be a vessel that's meet for the master's use. Our vessels have to be tailored. We have to really allow God to take us and make us and mold us and shape us, okay? Number two, you must be sold out to Jesus Christ. You must surrender everything over to Him. When a person goes into the military, they have to give up civilian life. They cannot be both. When you're in the military, even when you're off duty, you are still a soldier. So to mix with the civilians and really get in there, you can contaminate yourself and get in a lot of trouble. So I was in the military, and I had to walk that chalk line. I couldn't compromise that, okay? So in Christ, we must be sold out to Him. We must not take and just do what we want, when we want, how we want, all of this. Amen. We must be sold out to Jesus. Number three, you must be fully submitted to the Lord. When you're submitted to Him, you're under His authority, and you're giving the reins over to the Lord. Number four, you must be fully committed to the Lord. Now, you can't be halfway committed, you know. Well, I'll commit today, but tomorrow I'm not committed. No, you're either in or out. Hallelujah. All right, number five, you must be faithful. God is looking for faithfulness. He's looking for us to be where we need to be when we need to be there. Hallelujah. And doing the job that we need to do. Number six, you must be willing to serve, looking for nothing in return. Many times we find people are serving, but they're serving for all the wrong reasons, all the wrong motives, and things sometimes can go awry. But when we're serving Jesus, we should serve Him because we love Him. Hallelujah. Okay. Number seven, be willing to set yourself aside to be able to see and hear God for others. Now, that's talking about intercession, because when you can set yourself aside for someone else, you're a go-between. And it's not about me then. It's about whatever God wants and how I should pray or what I should be doing. Number eight, you must be willing to share what God directs so that there is plenty in the house of God. In the book of Acts, the church did not have a need of want, because the people would come and they gave what was necessary. And this is how we have to have the same mindset. Hallelujah, that we can give and share. Praise the Lord. Now, a willing warrior must not, here's some things that we must not do. Number one, we must not walk in disobedience. Okay, it's not a might or maybe. We must not. Number two, we must not walk in unforgiveness. Okay, I'm not going to go deep on these. Just give them to you. Number three, we must not walk in offense. All these things will hinder. It will hinder your walk and can hinder your team, the ministry, from going forward. Number four, we must not hold on to hurts and wounds. People that hold on to things, they're stuffy. They're stuck. And this is not the time for the army of Christ, the body of Christ, let me put it that way, to be stuck. Hallelujah. Get out of the muck and get out of the mire. Number five, a willing warrior must not neglect the discipline of reading the word daily. We need the word of God. We need it every day. I was talking to a relative, and she was telling me, sharing with, you know, I need something. I need to be able to read something good. And will you send me the devotions? I said, sure, I will. We need the word. And when you hunger and thirst, the Lord will feed you. He'll give you just what you need. But this daily word, we got to have it. So we must not neglect the discipline of reading the word daily. Number six, we must not neglect the discipline of fasting and praying. All right. Many don't fast and pray, but it's an act of worship to God and giving over. Praise the Lord. So let's not neglect it. Number seven, we must not become self-righteous, self-centered, and prideful. Okay. Number eight, we must not become cold and callous in our heart. A person that's cold and callous, they have no emotions. And, you know, you're just, you know, hard. And we have to stay pliable. How can we help one another if we're cold and callous? So we got to be careful. Number 9, a willing warrior must not ignore the leading and promptings of the Holy Spirit. When you grieve him, we grieve him. When we ignore him, when we don't allow him to move, the Holy Spirit can get grieved. So we don't want to hinder or ignore the leadings and the promptings when the Lord begins to speak and say things to us. We should be quick to act on what the Lord is saying. Number 10, a willing warrior must not refuse to cry out in travail and weeping and warning the people as God directs. As I'm studying the book of Jeremiah, that prophet was a powerful man of God because he had to say some powerful things, but his life was given over to the Lord. He cried, he wept. Hallelujah. And so he had such a tender heart. We need that. We need to travail. We need to weep before the Lord. We'll see God move. And he is moving. In spite of it all, God is moving. And I thank him for that. Number 11, a willing warrior must not fight leadership, but walk in submission to authority. This is very key as teams, ministries, you know, even in the military, we had to submit to authority. And in church, we must submit. In our ministries, we must submit to authority. Okay? And then, number 12, a willing warrior must not be a careless watchman. We must know what it means to watch and pray and stay on alert. And we had another issue, and I won't go into that one, with someone. We were praying. And the night that the incident occurred, we stayed up and we prayed and just watched. And you know, sometimes when God says watch, he literally means it, you know. And so we were watching and just sitting before the Lord. And the Lord undertook, and we thank God for how he moved. And so we must have that heart to watch and pray and stay alert and stay on the wall. Some marks of a warrior. A warrior has a steady and a stable, peaceful mind. One of the things in Isaiah 26:3 talks about it, how God will keep us in perfect peace. And I'm going to read the scripture. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. That's complete. That means you can lay down and go to sleep and your sleep is sweet. Okay. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Where's your mind? Are you worried? Are you worrying? Are you letting anxiety and stress and all these things, difficulties, keep you buried? So we must have a steady, stable, and peaceful mind. I remember a short time ago, something was going on and the Lord spoke to me. He said, steady yourself. You must be steady, beloved. Amen. To keep the peace of God in your midst, you want to be steady. You want to be stable. You're not wobbly. Okay. Number 2, marks of a willing of a warrior. You must have a willing mind. Okay. When your mind is made up on something, you're going to do. You're going to act according to the way God wants. Let me read this scripture. 1 Chronicles 28. Verse number 9, I believe. 1 Chronicles 28:9 says, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart. It's complete. And with a willing mind. Mm-hmm. For the Lord searcheth all hearts. He searches and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Listen, you see how important it is to seek the Lord, not to forsake him. Don't turn your back on God when things don't go maybe the way you think. Don't turn your back on God. Don't do it. Don't turn your Bible down. Don't stop reading his word. All of these things. We don't want God to forsake us. We don't want him to cast us off. And this is what he told Solomon he would do, that he would cast him off forever. So that means he's telling him, I'm going to cut you off. You do this, and this is going to be the result. So we have to be careful, okay? All right. So another mark of a warrior, you must have a set mind. a set mind, according to Ezekiel 24:25. Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 25. Okay, make sure I got the right one. Okay, read it here. It says, "Also thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters." Your mind will tell you what to do. Glory to God. And when you have a set mind, a right mind, you're going to follow through with whatever it is. If it's following God, you're going to follow him. But if you made up your mind to do something else, once you make up your mind, and those of you listening know it's true, if you make up your mind on something, you're going to do it. So we want to make sure that we have a set mind to do what God wants us to do. And then another mark, this is number four, you must have a teachable mind. Proverbs 12 and 1. I'm going to some of these tonight, okay? Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1. Hallelujah. Okay, it says, "Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof is brutish." Now we got to love instruction. We want to love instruction, and we got to be teachable. When you're teachable, you're pliable. You know, you're pliable in God's hands. So God can use us when we're pliable. All right. Number five, you must have a mind to keep out of offense. You must have a mind. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not walking that way. Come on. You got to turn the corner. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 32. 1 Corinthians 10 and 32, it says, "Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God." So that covers everybody. We're not to walk in offense. That's it right there. And you read this scripture here and pray it. Father, help me not to give offense in any way, not to be offended at anyone, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And then number six, you must have a loving mind. It's something about the mind. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Jude chapter 1, verse 21. Jude 1:21 simply says this: "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Okay? Love. We must have a loving heart, keep ourselves in the love of Jesus Christ. When you keep him first and walk in that agape love, because God has made a way for us to do it. Okay, number seven. A warrior is not entangled with the affairs of life. Now, soldiers, again, could not be entangled with the, you know, with civilian life. And so 2 Timothy 2 and 4, we're going over to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. It says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier." Now, when you don't entangle yourself, it's because you want to stay clear and free. We must stay clear and free to really serve God, but also do what God has called us to do. Jeremiah had to stay free. You know, different ones in the Bible and down through the years, you know, you have to live a separated life. Don't be entangled. Don't be ensnared. Don't get caught. Hallelujah. In these traps. Because then it hinders you from really serving God the way you should. So be careful, okay? A mark of a warrior, number eight, walks in grace and peace. Grace and peace. Let's go over to 2 John chapter 1, verse 3, I believe. Little book of 2 John. It's just before Jude. 2 John chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." okay? We must walk in His grace, His peace, His truth, and His love. Thank you, Father. Okay, a mark of a warrior number 9 is loyal to the commander-in-chief. We got to be loyal to the commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ. Go on over to Titus. Go on, run over there to Titus chapter number 2, verse 11 through 14. It says this, Titus 2, 11 through 14, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Verse 13, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Thank the Lord for this today. Thank the Lord that we're going to be loyal to Jesus. Amen. And we're going to follow after him and obey him. And then, number 10, marks of a warrior, we must follow the orders given by God. It's very important to follow orders. When I was in the military and given orders, I could not deviate from the orders that were given. I had to follow those orders, and the Lord is calling us to follow his orders. Let's run over to Acts 13, 22. Acts 13, verse number 22, it says, "And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." That is what God wants us to do, to fulfill his will in the earth realm today. Praise the Lord. And then number 11, the mark of a warrior prepares for every battle. Now, Ephesians 6, if you read that in your own time, 14 through 17, the armor of God. Now, you got to stay prepared. You got to stay ready. And so the weaponry that God has given us is both offensive and defensive armory. So there's some parts that will defend. There's some parts that's on the offensive. The word of God, definitely, you swing that word and cut with that word, praise God, it's gonna take the enemy out. So we must stand in what God is saying on today, okay? All right, let's keep moving. Marks of a warrior, number 12, guards his heart. We must guard our heart. Proverbs 4:23, guard it, for out of it are the issues of life. You don't want contamination in your heart. This is why we don't want to be bitter. We don't be, you know, we don't be hateful. We don't want to be any of those things because we'll be contaminated, all right? And then one must walk in integrity. Now, this is a wonderful scripture, and I'm going to read it in Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. We've got to walk in integrity, uprightness, honesty, okay? So the Bible says in Psalm 15, verse 1, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and walketh and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart." This is what we must do. "He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor." We must not be guilty of these things. "In whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not." Verse 5, "He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved." Now, when we walk the word, I'm telling you, God will keep you. Hallelujah. You won't fall, you won't slip, you won't stumble. Come on. You'll keep going in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Okay. Marks of a warrior, number 14, walks in authenticity. That means be real. We got to be real, the real deal, not a fake, not a phony. There's a lot of fakes and phonies out there, and that's not what God wants us to be. So 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says this, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now, a person stumbling is because they're not doing the word or don't want to do the word, resisting, whatever the case may be. Okay? Verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation. I want to be chosen. A royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people. You're different. We are different, and it's okay to be different. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me keep going here. I don't hope my computer's doing good. All right. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank the Lord that we've been called into the marvelous light of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. Another mark here of a warrior lays their life on the line. Are you willing to lay your life down for the Lord? Oh my, that's a biggie. Ephesians 2 and 10. Ephesians chapter 2 verse number 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, we've been created by God to do his will, to do what he wants. Praise the Lord. And so when our lives now are no longer our own but his, God knows what to do. And he knows how. Amen. Okay. And then another mark, I have a couple more, rises to the challenge. Mark of a warrior will rise to the challenge. 2 Timothy chapter 4. My God. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 5. If you can go there, let's just run over and see what Timothy says about the subject. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Okay, verses 2 through 5. Oh my, this is an awesome scripture. We know it. The Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season. That means be ready, out of season. When it's favorable and when it's not. Excuse me. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. We got to rise to the challenge in this hour. No matter the pressure, I'm determined to rise to the challenge, to do what this scripture is telling us and all the rest. Praise the Lord. And finally, a mark of a warrior will finish well. We know Paul finished well. He finished well. He ran his lap. Amen. And I'm going to read a little bit of it when Paul said here in verse 6 of 2 Timothy 4, he said, for I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Paul did his job. He was a willing warrior. right up until the end. He fought a good fight. Hallelujah. And this is a testimony we should all want to have. Now listen, willing warriors are called to endure. Tough times will come, beloved, and I pray that you're willing to endure. Willing soldiers endure hardness. Paul encouraged Timothy to endure. You will be called to go through hardness, but know that the Lord will help you. He will encourage you. He will strengthen you. He will lead you, guide you, and God will take care of you. Thank you, Jesus. So stay up on the wall. I agree, my dear brother, when you said if we weren't doing for the Lord, people that are not, the enemy ain't coming up at them. But you know when you're on the right track. You know when you're doing what God wants. All chaos may break loose, whatever the case may be, but God will prove himself faithful. Amen. He's faithful. So 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4, it says this, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. No man that warreth again entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And God is the one that chooses us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when the Lord called me to preach, I really didn't want to talk. I just said, oh my goodness, this is not something I want to do. Praise the Lord. I'm so shy, so inferior. So the Lord had to work on me. It took a while. Praise the Lord. I still like to be quiet. And if I could just go, you know, let me be. Praise the Lord. But I'd rather do what God wants. Amen. I want to submit to him every day. Every day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you will be called to endure, but God will give you the strength. Okay. To win, you must be willing to continue to press through situations and circumstances, as Paul talked about in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Okay, there will be illnesses, all kinds of tragedies, but you got to keep going. Don't stop. I want to tell you, beloved, you are a winner. You're a winner. God is calling you to know that tonight, that no matter what or no matter where you are or what may be going on in your life, you are a winner. And you must grab a hold to that. Grab a hold to this word. Let the Lord take it down in so you can apply it where it needs to be applied and walk in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, there will be much that you will be called to forget even. Okay. Disappointments, mishaps, setbacks, rejections, disconnects, missed opportunities. All of these things, beloved, can cause you to stop. But let me tell you, don't stop. You have to, if you had missed opportunities, if you've had disconnects and you know you had the opportunities and you failed in it, repent. God may not bring it back again, and he might. If he does and he gives you another opportunity, run through the door. But if he doesn't, you have to keep going. You don't let it stop you. Praise the Lord. All right? So we've been called to endure, and we've been called to last. We've been called to go forth. Hallelujah. And when one is called to endure hardness, it may mean hardship. It may mean hard labor. Okay, it may mean trial or suffering, but whatever that hardness is, let the Lord walk you through it. Don't become hard as a result of it. Don't become bitter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But stay pliable in God's hands. Let God do in you everything that he wants to do. Hallelujah. Don't turn the situation you may be into a negative. You turn it into a positive and you let God, amen, complete you in it. Let him bring you through it. Let him bring you through the fire. So you stay on the altar. You stay close to God. Hallelujah. The closer you get to God, the better off you'll be. Glory to God. And then you can stand and resist the enemy, because why? The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is upon you. And the hand of God is upon you. And God will keep you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So you must understand that God has called you to endure. He's called us to endure. And God wants us to be strong tonight. Amen. The Lord is telling us to be strong. Be strong and continue to fight the good fight of faith. The Lord says, I will lift up a standard on your behalf. God will lift the standard up. Hallelujah. He'll raise that bar high for you. Glory to God. And then he'll make sure that you're able to endure that standard, that you will walk under that standard. Glory to God. And God will put his seal of approval on your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the Lord is saying, keep your heart toward me. I am with you and I will be your strength. The Lord is telling us tonight, he will be our strength. The Lord says, allow me to strengthen you by my word. Apply it to your heart daily. Daily, daily. This is why we need his word every day. This is why God speaks to us every day. I thank God for his word. I thank God for how he will speak a word right where we need it at the right time. Thank you, Father. In this, the Lord says, I will give you what you need to endure in this season. I am refreshing my people. I'm imparting new life to you so that you can run your race. I will continue to give you the endurance, the strength, the stamina, and ability to stand and abide in me through pressure, turmoil, trial, and tragedy, says the Lord. Stay in my word, and as you do, you will gain momentum and strength daily. Oh my, the more you run, the stronger you'll become, the stronger your little calves become. Our calves become real strong. Amen. As we're running for the Lord, even in the natural, praise God. Okay. Stay in my word, and as you do, you will gain momentum and strength daily. I will supply what you need daily, so continue to spend time in my word. Sit at my feet, and I will feed you, the Lord says. Walk with me daily. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. As you do, I will continue to prove myself faithful to you, says the Lord. Be strong and courageous. Fight, for the Lord God is with you. Beloved, I want to tell you tonight, God is with you. God is a present. Hallelujah. You are a winner. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Do not turn a frown on your situation, but you turn a smile. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If you could do a somersault in the spirit, do it. Glory to God. Catapult yourself to the next, because God's going to take you to the next. He's going to make sure that you are an overcomer. Hallelujah. I want to let you know tonight again, you are a winner. Trust God. Keep your eyes on the Lord and don't look back. Don't go back. Don't shrink back. You keep pressing forward. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your men's service and maid service tonight. I thank you, Lord, for everyone right now. And Father, you know those that are going through hard things. You know those, Father God, that have been given, even some in the hospital maybe, and given diagnoses that's very negative. But Father, you are a positive. So I'm asking you to move right now, asking you to touch right now, Father, those, God, that are sick in their bodies, Father God, have had some complications of things going on, but I ask you, Lord, to touch and heal in Jesus' name. Father, those that have battle scars from one battle after another, one skirmish after another, but I ask you, Lord, to give strength and give silas. Give that rest, Father God. There is a rest for the people of God, and I'm asking you, Father, to give rest now. I'm asking you, God, to minister now. I'm asking you, God, to make a way now. I'm asking you, Father, hallelujah, to touch the people of God right now and encourage their hearts, their minds, and strengthen them, Father God, in this season and in this hour. Lord, we thank you for, and we praise you, Father, for what you're doing for your people. We thank you for the timeliness of your word. Hallelujah. That, Lord God, you want to keep us right in sync with you. So now, Father, Do what only you can do, even on this line right now. Minister to each and every one, Father God. And I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you honor for it all tonight. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, beloved. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't you dare look back. Don't you shrink back because of what's going on. But you keep your eyes on Jesus and you keep pressing. And if God is dealing in certain areas in your life through maybe what you're going through or as a result or whatever the case may be, let God deal. Let God, amen, make you that warrior that He's calling you to be, that servant of God, the soldier of Jesus Christ for the glory of God, that God's glory may be revealed and manifested as never before. I love you so much, and I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you, Brother Shannon. I love you, sir.
Love you, too. Great word today. What would you like to title this for the archive?
Well, I believe Willing Warriors Win.
Willing Warriors Win?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That sounds great. Sister Vils, give out your contact information. How can people reach you and the ministry and support your work?
Okay, well, Brother Shannon, if anyone would like to contact us, I always start with the email. That's one of the quicker ways in this day and time. Our email is setfreeblackwell@gmail.com. Our website, setfreeoutreachministries.org. We do have a donate button on there. If anyone would like to support the ministry, we thank God for those that do and that give and that also support by way of tuning into our broadcast, Brother Shannon. We're on 5 days a week on YouTube, Set Free Live at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I invite you to go on over to YouTube and subscribe, Apostle Deborah Vails. You can follow us there. And all the information for our ministry is there, what we're doing on a weekly basis. And so people are beginning to really tune in, and I thank God for it. So our email again, setfreeblackwell@gmail.com. We're located in Blackwell, Oklahoma, and if anyone would like to write to us, you can do that. Set Free Outreach Ministries, 721 North 1st Street, Blackwell, Oklahoma, 74631. All of our services on Sunday morning, 10:30, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We have training services going on via Zoom, and if you want more information about that, just drop us an email. setfreeblackwell@gmail.com. And it is an honor and a blessing to have been here tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless.
God bless you, my friend. Get me some dates for May and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Brother Shannon. We're praying for you. God
thank
bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Folks, I hope you enjoyed tonight's programs. We had Joseph Cohen with Brother Roach on at 7 o'clock hour. We continued the marathon. We had Tim Keyes tonight. We also had Dr. Daniel Daves, and we're joined with Ralph Poupart, and that was Sister Deborah Vils. We're going to be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, Michael Cummins from London, and then the evening program, John Gogan, Speak My Word, Frank Marzullo, and Peter Johnson from the Gold Coast. Special guest Terry Cook, Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific. Deliverance Hotline this week with Mike and Gail Patton on Friday. Saturday Night Deliverance on Saturday, and many more guests. Lane Anita on Friday, Zoe Edward this week, Jesse Jernigan, John Terrell, Gary Stafford, and more. WMI. So plenty of programs this week. I've got a couple new episodes of The Vault Reloaded broadcast to upload today. Just put several of them up already this week. So check out the archives, OmegaManRadio.com. Enjoy them. They're free. If God puts it on your heart, support this work. We've got many ways you can do it right there on OmegaManRadio.com. There's many ways now. And I want to thank those that are able to support the program. It keeps us going another day. Love you all. God bless you in Jesus' name. See you next time. Thank you for tuning in.